Wow. This was a story worthy of being carved into tablets of stone. I was not worthy to witness it. Greg Allen, a mere Renfield to my master Rory, for he hath finally ascended into heaven after so long in the wilderness, denied by his friends, falling three times from Magnolia Way to the 18th green. But now, roll away the stone, for Rory's resurrection is complete.
Well, you know, it's the happiest day of my life, my golfing life, and I can't wait to come back home to share this with my home country.
Ireland?
Florida.
It'd have been a disastrous start on Thursday when even his closest friends struggled to stay awake. But to Sunday, the Lord's own day, when his short putt landed in the hole in the 18th green, Rory fell to his knees, his whole body convulsing as the heartbreak was washed away like the rivers of Babylon, and he took his place in the pantheon of the gods. How a whole nation celebrated. From Larry.
Aye, pure delight for him, but lads, jeez, I'm seriously sick of you asking me about Rory. You're nothing but a shower of old
To Harrington.
I'm delighted to see the little shithawks finally won the green jacket, so the rest of us can just get on with our lives now. And my life is spread thick with Flora Proactive, which helps me age in reverse.
And he had his naysayers, but those of us with the true faith never stop believing, even as we tightened the silas on our upper thigh as he double bogeyed on the 13th hole. But we never doubted, never wavered. In 2011, I abstained from urinating for 72 excruciating hours in penance as Rory was scourged at the unforgiving pillar of the Masters. Still, I am not worthy to touch the hem of his green jacket, and yet he allowed me to do just that when I spoke to him and made direct eye contact with the saviour of golf after his victory for the ages.
Hi Greg, how are you?
Your Excellency, can you put into words the emotion coursing through your toned body right now, or has the language not yet been written to capture the ecstasy and euphoria of this truly historic moment?
Well, I'm feeling good. Every time I come here, just give it my best shot, so you know, it's great to finally get the monkey off my back. And
yes,
you can get up now, by the way.
No, I'm not worthy. I shall stay here.
Okay.
And lo, it is finally accomplished. He is not here, for he is risen. They have granted him access to the kingdom of heaven, also known as the champion's locker room at the Augusta National Golf Club, where only the greats can go for a number two. End all sport now. The rapture has finally happened. Oh, Rory, my master. The blood is alive. Truly, this was the greatest story ever told. Greg Allen, prostrate at Augusta.
Come on in, Elon. I'm just signing my latest threat to Harvard.
No, dude. Have you ever watched Revenge of the Nerds? You're not going to win.
They're destroying our rich young people with science and reason. They got to be stopped.
Uh-huh. Well, at least you're repealing tech tariffs. Mm-hmm. That is a very smart move, Mr. President.
I realize you were just making life difficult for the people who matter the most. Wealthy bald guys and bros with hair transplants.
Pretty cool. All my hair is mine. It's just on my body hair. Now it lives on my head for tax residency purposes.
Total exemption for smartphones and other things I don't really understand.
Yeah, like semiconductors.
I don't see the big deal. If I wanted to conduct a semi, I'd just pop one of those pills that are now made in Ireland. Who's really screwing us on pharma. No wonder they can do so much screwing. They got all the pills.
Yeah, I know. Are you going to tariff their pharma or what? Let's do it together. Let me press the tariff button, please, sir.
It's my button, but the Emerald Isle is very much in my sights, believe me. Maybe we could work out a minerals deal like the one with Ukraine.
Right.
Get access to some of those juicy emeralds.
Oh, I see Sleepy Joe has woken up.
What?
He's making a speech on TV right now.
Well, turn it up, Elon. I want to see this disaster. You can press the remote button. Do it.
Oh, I hate remote working.
Gar and Barry Kilgan, look who's back from the dead. I'm here to condemn this administration's attack on social elf care.
Wow.
If those elves want to be social, we'll be japers. We better take care of them.
He's crazy.
Like old Granny Blarney used to say, may the wind be at your crack. May the road rise up to eat you.
Wow.
And may God...
That's so sad.
Also, Barack Obama has posted on X that you're ham-handed over the Harvard funding thing. Oh, it's cool that he's using my dying platform.
Nasty man. At first, it makes me angry, but then I think about how great a handful of ham would be, and I get so hungry. Anyway, Hussein bin Laden Obama should be more focused on keeping his wife happy. I mean, where's Michelle?
Right.
I'm hearing a lot of rumors.
When it comes to divorce, I'm sort of an expert. I think they've totally broken up.
When you remove the distraction effects, she's gone. And I haven't seen someone drop a trophy trophy like that since J.D. Vance fumbled that college football cup.
Okay, are you bringing back the guy from El Salvador? The Supreme Court said we have to. Also, your staff said it was an error.
Yeah, but since when did making an error stop us from doubling down? We just ignore them, Elon. See what happens next.
But it's the Supreme Court. Should we at least pretend we're fixing the situation?
Well, that's what we've been doing the whole time.
Right.
And we're going to keep on pretending for 4 years... And then another four. And then another four.
Pretty cool.
And on and on and on. It's going to be terrific, tremendous. No one's ever seen numbers.
Ten Hut, Lieutenant General Simon Harris, leader of the 1st TikTok Battalion, reporting for duty.
Minister!
At ease, gentlemen. I've ordered you here to share a grave update on our relationship with one of our allies. The blue skies of diplomacy have been replaced by the frosty hand of enmity.
Are you talking about the US tariffs?
No, I'm declaring war. War, I tell you.
What?
On the weather. Bang, bang. Mere days ago, we were basking in the warm glow of 19 degrees. 90!
Yeah.
Only to be hit this week by -1. A minging, misty drizzle. Hashtag mizzle. Let that go viral.
But that's the weather. It sounds like you're making a big deal out of nothing to make it seem like you're still doing things.
No. This couldn't be more important. I know this because we've got platoons of focus groups working night and day, 2 hours a week on this. The cold and wet is a threat to national humidity. Humidity? And we will take steps to ensure our dryness. And I will be advising every household to prepare a bad weather go bag, complete with a hot water bottle, an anorak, and a bag of rice.
Rice? In case of food shortages?
No. To dry their iPhone. TikTok must not be compromised. Never!
What about all the real things that are happening? We can't even keep up with the health disaster.
Yeah. House prices are still rising.
Right. Cork has been gaslit with a fantasy Lewis line.
Yeah, can't you focus on something practical for just 5 minutes?
You ought to be court-martialed for that remark.
Dude, you're 16% in the polls.
Block.
Also, Trump directly mentioned Ireland's hoarding of US pharma this week.
Well, I think you'll find I solved the trade war last week with my counter-offensive in Washington leading directly to the 90-day pause, remember?
That's not exactly how the Americans tell it.
Propaganda. Pew, pew. History, though, is written by the victors. And Victor is doing a great job as my social media manager. I think that's his name. I don't really pay them any attention. Except for that post when he accidentally called me a penis in Irish. Still, we soldier on.
So when are you going to distract us with another random Irish army announcement, then? Yeah.
Surprise offensive. Bang, bang.
Wow.
I hereby announce a new state-of-the-art, state-of-the-art, world-quality headquarters for the Army Ranger Wing. Pew, pew.
Micheál Martin announced this in January of last year.
Yeah, what the hell? It was 15 months ago. Same thing.
However, my announcements are new and I say them. And when I'm photographed with my special ops army frown. Plus, I have new details. It'll be in the Curragh.
That's exactly what he said a year ago.
And will cost 45 million, not including the overruns, calamities and the inquiry into why it was so badly carried out.
None of this is new,
Thornishton.
Well, in that case, let me announce new long-term ranger training plans. Oh. We will teach park rangers to shoot on sight, dog owner poop offenders, and our very own Power Rangers program is hereby instigated in case a giant monster attacks one of our cities or something.
My God.
Any improvements for the Navy? A Russian ship was skulking around only a few days ago.
Well, let me say this to the Russians. Yeah. Our Navy ain't all bad.
What?
I mean, I was in Luxembourg last week and ours is much bigger than theirs.
Luxembourg is landlocked.
You're landblocked.
What?
Block, block, block.
Silence.
Thank you, let me all at ease. Ceasefire. Bang, bang.
There you all are now. Welcome back, it's Chakarish. On Monday, an all-female crew travelled to space on a rocket, which is owned by Jeff Bezos. Francis, are you big on space, or how do you feel?
Oh, no, space is like the North, Dahi. Leave it where it is. It's none of our business what's going on up there.
What?
Right.
The truth.
Now, this space rocket yoke was chartered by Jeff's company, Blue Origin.
I tell you what now, that sounds like the name of Tesco's own brand, Viagra.
And there were 5 women aboard, including Lauren Sanchez.
That's the one getting married to Jeff Bezos. She wore a lace bustier to the inauguration. Put you in mind of a right strumpet.
And somebody called Gail King.
Yeah, that's Oprah's bestie. Morning television presenter who we like Michael O'Leary blasting Mary O'Connell off to the moon. I'd pay to see it.
And of course, Katy Perry. The work experience tell me she's in her flop era.
Ugh, in my day, has-been divas didn't go to space. They went to Vegas to sing for plus-size yanks in cargo shorts and bum bags. And that's the way it should be, if you ask me.
Here, did you see her kiss the ground when she stepped off the rocket?
She was only in space for 11 minutes, come on.
I know, I've been in the jacks of a Supermax for longer.
Ooh.
You wouldn't catch me shifting the ground anyway.
Certainly not.
Actually, I tell a lie, it did happen once.
No.
But I was floated and I thought a spilt pool of taco dip was the lovely Rita.
Ugh, grim. Katie kissed the ground and she liked it. Jeff Bezos then went off to Washington to kiss Donald Trump's landing gear.
Oh, that's very good.
It would be more in the Amazon Bucko's line to give his poor drivers time to use the loo, the
and sending phallic rockets off into space and calling it feminism. I mean, hello.
Well, you're getting fierce militant there now, Francis, so we'll have to let you.
I know. Next I'll be burning pocket squares in front of Dáil Éireann.
Mighty. Woo. Now, after the break, how many cream eggs can I jam in me gob? Oh. Stay with us for a chance to win a 3-day fast on lockdown.
Can somebody get a mop?
Who's doing the cooking today?
Oh, one of the usual strumpets.
Throw a lock of schmutz in the bile there.
Okay, hello, good afternoon, welcome to Live Line. It's been 4 years, 4 years since we got a call from Margaret, or Mary, or was it Maura, crippled with the menopause. The hot flushes were so bad, any eggs she handled would hatch.
This country, Katie.
It's Joe, and here we are. Still no sign of the free HRT the government promised we rolled out on the 1st of January. The Health Minister, Jennifer Doublebarrel.
Hi.
McNeil, the women of Ireland are dissolving.
Well, I'm entirely sympathetic, Joe, and I see them in Caviston's all the time. The elder women mopping their brows, the restless legs, the tears falling into their lobster thermidor. Obviously, it's a very, very long way off for me. I mean, many, many years. And I'll probably be on my second term as Taoiseach by the time it happens to me. And honestly, I'll just be too busy to schedule it.
But when is the free HRT happening?
The scheme will be rolled out on the 1st of June.
And that's been given a go-ahead by the pharmacist, the IPU.
Sadly, no. I'm appealing to individual pharmacies to agree a €5 dispensing charge and they'll get a nice free poster to put in their window.
So you're essentially going over their heads. You're turning them into the bad guys.
Oh.
Villainating. Is that a one-up womanship?
Not at all, Joe. But my government has made a promise, and a promise is a promise is a promise.
Even when it was just plucked from the government's posterior minister. Pardon my French.
Oh, please don't speak French. I'm finding it hard enough to understand the Valley Fermat as it is.
Breathe is online too. Go ahead, Breathe. What do you want to ask the minister? Take your time.
I've already spent €250 on me Jays and prescriptions this year, Joe. Will I get that money back?
Yeah. Hi, Breeda, and I sympathise, though to reiterate, I can't imagine what you're going through as it's so far down the line for me. We're probably using a different currency by then. But the short answer is unfortunately no.
And the long answer?
Yeah, the long answer.
Yeah, I have it here, Breeda.
Also no, but lovely to talk to you.
Shove it up your heart.
I would know.
Now, Minister.
Yes?
You're operating roughly on a scandal a week at the moment between the autism intervention delay scandal, scoliosis delay scandal, scoliosis spring scandal, the CHI, the NCH, now the HRT. You'll be returning to the burning ruins of the department later to deal with the fallout from the Grace report.
Yes.
You must be exhausted.
Oh no, Joe, I find that each scandal tends to erase the memory of the last.
You can't be serious with
what are we talking about again? Have you seen what Simon Harris has done to our party's opinion polling? I mean, that's disgraceful.
Never mind the 10-year collapse of Fine Gael. No matter how many people don't vote for you, you still end up in office anyway.
Simply put, when I'm Taoiseach, I'll be a hands-on leader who will expedite inquiries into all the scandals.
Yeah.
Including the ones you haven't found out about yet.
Provided by then your hands aren't too sweaty to sign off on them, says you.
Again, to stress, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Sure. Yeah, we leave it there for the day.
Happy Easter.
Sound lad.
Welcome to the Two Johnnies podcast.
That's right.
Two Johnnies having a podcast.
How's your Good Friday looking?
Understatement, lad. It's turned out to be a class Friday because our petrol station partners have added potato cubes.
No way.
Back into their deli counter selection. Way.
And we've teamed up with the Brandon guys to find Ireland's favourite potato shape. Is it a cube? Is it a classic chip? Or maybe even a triangle prism potato?
Last I heard, the prisms were overflowing. So they must be pretty popular. Email us now to let us know your favourite and you could win 700 litres of unleaded red lemonade.
It's Good Friday and I tell you what, it's shaping up to be a class Saturday and a fair good Sunday too, and it's all in honour of the big man, JC.
John Cena. No way, lad. Is he coming on the podcast?
No.
By phone, is it?
No, Christ.
Okay, calm down.
Literally Christ, lad. It's Easter weekend, remember?
What?
He rose again after 3 days, boy.
Well, I've had hangovers like that myself. Hey.
Good one. Here, where would you rank Easter in terms of holidays?
Well, that's a tough one. I'd say better than Halloween, but worse than Tenerife 2015.
Yeah, agreed. There's pros and cons of any religious holiday, Johnny, but it goes without saying that Be Not Afraid is an absolute tune.
No arguments.
Yeah.
Especially on a Yamaha P90 keyboard. Oh, wow.
Still, though, it is hard to support any religion that...
Scandals.
Well, it doesn't let you eat ham on a Friday. Like, what?
Oh, you're dead right. Gotta get me 5 a day. Sausage rolls, jam buns, breakfast roll, chicken fillet roll. What else?
Potato cubes brought to you by Circle K.
Yes. It's apple green, no?
Is it? Well, it's one of them anyway. Way!
Anyway, it's a good point, lad, but I'd never say no to a bank holiday.
Well, the listeners agree with you. Johnny Ashling for Balladreen says, can't bait that Easter Monday lie-in and the eggs aren't bad either.
100% Ashling, dripping an aisle after a rake of pints. Love them eggs.
No, she meant... Ah, lad.
What?
Anyways, just enough time left to announce tickets are on sale to our next big show. It's for the lads down under. Tell them all about it, Johnny.
That's right. Our gig in the Tara Mines is on sale now.
No, it's special DJ guest Mark McCabe as we play Mark McCabe in a Cave.
And the big news, Smacks, is that he's just re-released Maniac 2000 on streaming. Wait for it. For the first time.
Wow.
Because, like, it's been so hard to find that song.
Re-released. How's that for a second coming?
Hey, you know it.
Off the Ball on News Talk, brought to you by roaring along to that Kingfisher song while absolutely gee-eyed.
All right, everyone, welcome back to Off the Ball, folks. We're coming to you live from an early house because it's 5 days since Rory made history by winning the Masters, and we're still on the beer. Isn't that right, lads?
Wow. More pints for the table.
Yeah, I'm just finishing up on the 18th. Hi, no. Does anyone have a Rennie, actually? My gullet's on fire.
Gentlemen, it's fair to say the blokes really needed this one, didn't they?
Absolute arama. Yeah,
such a win, like.
Yeah,
you know.
Rory winning was basically the era's tour for middle-aged men. Yeah, and instead of sharing videos on TikTok, they were sharing posts on LinkedIn about what Rory's win can teach about corporate leadership.
Totally.
Class. Yeah, it's still great to see the blokes express themselves emotionally.
I actually shed a tear watching
Are
them.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah, the last time I cried was when I was watching Marty and Me with a Hangover.
Oh, dude.
Oh, that killed me.
Yeah,
that killed
thanks me. For sharing, guys, but of course we haven't always warmed to Rory in this country. Can we say that?
That's not fair to say, you know, on account of him being a bit non-binary when it comes to his Irish identity.
His pronouns are us, them.
Oh man, you're getting an email from the boss.
Don't care. But it was nice overall to see one of the good guys finally win for a change.
No doubt about it. Certified ledge bag.
Yeah, if you ignore the fact that he played golf with Trump just in January.
Oh yeah, and he called Elon Musk the smartest man in the world.
The smartest man in the world. Can you believe that?
Guys, can we leave the problematic political allegiance is out of it? You know, this is good vibes only, so apologies to Rory.
My bad, Roars. No clue what came over me there. Saz Wee Mac, he's an unproblematic king.
Yeah, I should give you 10 Hail Rorys for your penance.
More like a decade of the Rorsery.
And please God, it's not another decade before we see him win another golf major.
Fellas, can we talk about how the ceremony in the cabin after he won was more dry than mass? I mean, it was like a weird little tea party. I was sitting on the couch with a can going, why is another bloke slipping a green jacket on him in dead silence?
Dead silence.
Like, yeah, like, why weren't they banging out Seven Nation Army or something?
And swinging the jacket around like an uncle at a wedding.
Well, because golf is a sport for gentlemen, and anyway, it's probably the best sports news of the year. I mean, it can't possibly get any better.
Hold the front page.
What's happening?
Johnny Sexton's joining the Irish coaching team.
Oh,
he's also been added to the British and Irish Lions coaching staff.
I breathe.
Love the Lions, man.
The way you get to go to the pub at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
It's unreal.
Incredible.
Sorry. It's just something in my eye.
All right, man.
I mean, all we need now is for Roy Keane to put out his own range of beard oil and it'll be the best bloke week ever.
Now, that would be so savage, like.
Oh, bro, I'm going
to
cry.
So let's raise our pints to Johnny, to Rory, to blokes.
Seriously, has nobody got Gaviscon here?
Okay, yeah, welcome back to the show, Katie Hannon. Okay, I'm after reading my own name out in the autocue there. Yes, voice in my ear, you can stop laughing now. Now, people have turned away at the US border for having contrary memes on their phone or even deported for protesting. Irish J1 students are being warned to steer clear of any activism while they're out yonder. We've got a young person in the audience tonight.
Hello.
Who has something to say.
Yes.
There you are, young person. Are you scared or what?
Well, I go to UCD and I was told I'd get free wine if I came here tonight, so yeah.
What's this one's name? Will I chance a Gemma?
Excuse me?
Okay, sorry. I thought I was having a private conversation with the voice in my ear. Thank you, young person. Shania, I'll go for.
I hate your jacket.
Now, over here, Tánaiste to Simon Harris.
Hello, Katie.
First of all, Fine Gael's worst poll in like 30 years.
Well,
it looks like since the election, voters don't like what you've done to a slice of pan.
Well, I think tonight young people just want to know if their J1s to America will be safe, Katie. So I think we should stick to that topic.
But what would you know? You dropped out of college before the summer.
Well, Katie, as a young person.
Okay, you're 38, man.
I worked hard in college, night and Bebo, day and MySpace, and I urge students to put down their Palestine flags and spend more time with their phones.
Ah, but come here. Yes, Irish J1 students are hardly going to go to protests. Sure, all they'll be doing is sleeping all day, drinking all night, like that Corona song.
Well, Katie, that is such a boomer thing to say, if you don't mind me saying.
What's
so. I just want to address the students directly. Which camera should I stare into with my dead eyes?
Okay, camera 3. But can I just say the word immigration here? Because that makes our number spike. Go on.
Fellow students, My name is Simon. I want you to live your best life in the United States this summer. I want you to live with 14 other Irish people in a two-bedroom apartment and survive on Taco Bell.
Jeez.
But if you've posted about Palestine or the Trump administration, do what I would do. Do what Simon does. Erase, deny, move on.
Sorry, what do you mean?
You see, I used to say things like, Israel is fighting a war on children.
Okay.
Now I'm the Minister for Foreign Affairs and I won't enact the Occupied Territories Bill. So you see, it's very easy. Just do nothing.
Great.
Be kind. And that way you can drink 4 Loco to your heart's content.
Okay.
And don't forget to save one for your pal Simon.
That'll do.
Hashtag, the revolution will not be TikToked.
Puke. Okay, Keane O'Callaghan of the Sock Dens.
Hello.
Is selling out your ideals worth it for a J1 visa and a mattress on the floor in San Diego?
Absolutely not. Protests and dissent is part of the student experience. We can't possibly lose that.
Now, ye abandoned your ideals fairly sharpish last week, though, didn't ye? Seeing on his the party TD so you could nab a nice comedy chair roll for yourself.
That was completely different. God, is anyone else really warm? I might take off my jacket. Oh,
God help you. Listen, the solution here is simple, young people. Yeah. If you want to go to America, post things like God bless tariffs or I love measles on your Instagram. Yeah. You'll be in there like swimwear.
That's right.
Or just skip it all together and start pricing flights to Perth. Like, hello.
No.
Okay, my eyeballs are sweating, so that means it's nearly 11:30. We're done here. Good night,
everybody. Thank you, everyone.
The voice in my ear says I should keep nodding here. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Okay, no, I don't want to get a snack box on the way home. Thank you.
Good afternoon to you. Business as usual on this Good Friday. Nobody in TV land at all. No late. And here we all are, hard at work in the radio centre.
Oh, but the way it's crumbling to pieces feels like we're doing a pretend show in a hut we built ourselves from old tyres and garbage.
Amy Huberman is here. Yay. She sees the sunny side in everything. Now, Katy Perry in space, Amy, what'd you think? Waste of space.
Oh my God, no. It just showed us that women are out of this world.
For 11 minutes. It looked like they just went up there for a laugh.
I know. It looked like the best, most fun hen party. I went to a cocktail making class in Killarney for my hen, but these women were totally thinking outside the box.
I don't know. So if there was an Irish space mission, who would go, do you think?
Naturally me. I'm so hilarious. Miriam O'Callaghan, because she'd mind us. Lucy Kennedy and Deirdre O'Kane for filthy laws.
Right.
Any of the Garrahys, but only one show again. The one people like.
Oh, that hurts.
Instead of Apollo 13, we'd be like Apollo Colleen.
But at the same time, it's not just a waste of money. I mean, that could be put into more important things like schools.
Yeah, but schools being underfunded is so cool for teaching kids lessons about managing their finances.
Right, yeah. The new Harry Potter series has started announcing casting. Any thoughts on this?
Oh yes, still lots of Irish roles to go. Maybe I could be the next Fiona Shaw.
I don't know why they're remaking a thing that's already made.
Remakes are always better, Ray.
I don't know.
The proof is there. Hmm? The recent Snow White, all-girl Ghostbusters, right. Ronan Keating's Fairy Tale of New York.
You know, people are up in arms about some of the colourblind casting, though, huh?
Isn't a game of blind man's buff so fun?
Yeah, but that's different.
This is the same, except instead of bumping your toe, you risk the pain of bumping into racist adjacent discourse at the lower echelons of the internet.
Wow, you really do like to see the bright side of bad things, Amy. I suppose you thought the freezing rain this week was like a spa treatment.
No, silly. But going from lovely sunny April to flash flooding April has been great.
Right.
I've really been able to make use of all my clothes.
Come here. What did you make of the British court decision on what defines a woman?
Well, it was so the way...
One.
Oh, God. Yeah. Sorry. I'm out. I've got nothing.
I knew that one would get you. Thanks a million, Annie Amy. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye.
Hello, Micheál. Thank you for asking to see me before the Easter hollypops.
Well, there's no point in asking the tarnished. His future's been crucified by Ipsos and he's not coming back from the dead, I don't think.
He has torn the shade of a puddle in the burren since the poll.
Oh.
Though I see you're in a happy hollypop mode. The blazer is off.
And I've loosened the tie a centimetre. I always lose the run of myself when the sea is calling me down in Cork McSherry.
I don't know how you do it. I turn into a little parished popsicle in the sea.
Ah.
though I would still look adorkable, like a SpongeBob SquarePants who can read the modified domestic demand figures.
There's nothing like a shrinking splash in freezing waters after a bowl of dry Weetabix to make you feel alive. It's a mean-spirited pleasure, like what Patrick O'Donovan gets from repeatedly headbutting arts budgets with his rough, curly noggin.
Right, well, if that's everything...
Come here to me, we've to get on the same page now with this European Union tech stuff now, in terms of...
Do we have to discuss this now? I'm already in my zippy jumper and casual loafers with the tassels going clip-clop, which means I'm in my merry mood, ready for my leg of lamb and hot cross bun.
You said the EU putting a levy on big tech firms is an option on the table.
Yes.
I am blue in the face from saying Ireland is opposed to any such European Union tax.
I did say it's an option, but also that we agree with each other.
How do we agree when we're saying totally opposite things?
Because I said one thing with my puppy cuddly dimples on, and you said the other with your nutcracker frown on.
What?
The equation is, yes, we're doing it, plus dimples multiply by a no, we're not doing it, to the square root of frowny face equals pie.
Look, you're not making any sense at all here.
Precisely, and that is the point.
Yeah, just stop the blackguarding, will you? Come
on. It is not blackguarding, it is skibbity riddle making.
We've expressed polar opposite views on European taxes on tech as possible retaliation for US tariffs. Polar opposite.
Yes, but when you think of polar opposite views, you get all tetchy and glitchy. But when I think of polar opposite views, I can only see a cutesy Coca-Cola polar bear and all the sadness goes away.
Just so we're clear, we are never taxing the tech firm. In terms of, for God's sake, Pascal, I mean, your whole career has been dedicated to turning Dublin into a doormat for dudes from Datafornia. What are you playing at all?
Okay, it's like this. I am a man that has to wear many hats.
Yes.
I've got my Euro minister hat on and my Irish minister hat on.
Get on with it.
A beret and a flat cap. I can be both a Jean Valjean but also a Tor Johnny.
What?
And right now I just want to put on my little Easter bonnet and tuck into a scrummy yummy chocolate egg while my tassels go skippity-doo.
No. I wouldn't be touching the chocolate. Never the chocolate. The sugar would rot the cavities of my third eye chakra.
So what kind of Easter egg will you be going for?
Mary usually wraps up a boiled egg in a bit of tinfoil so I have something to open with the rest of them in terms of...
That makes me sad.
With a lukewarm cup of nettle tea. Very good for the gut.
So if you'd excuse me, I have to spend the weekend roaming around the Star Wars, sucking up to the dark side, while also telling the Jedi Order that I agree with them.
We can't sustain this. This is like a new double Irish, for goodness sake.
And no matter what happens, let the Wookiee win.
I don't understand the
rules. Toodles!
Have a happy Easter, you langer.